January 19, Covenant Truths. Mark chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Another time he went into a synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Some of them were looking for a reason to accuse Jesus, so they watched him closely to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. The Sabbath was the badge of Jewishness. It looked back to creation and the Exodus, and forward to the great day to come when God would liberate Israel from pagan oppression. It was a defining mark of God's chosen, special, and hopeful people, deeply embedded into their scriptures. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 10. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Should the church stringently uphold the Sabbath? Does this fourth of the 10 commandments apply to a Christian? Here are some helpful guidelines. 1. The Old Testament is a covenant, a binding contract between God and Israel, obligating Israel to keep God's commands and conditions. Obedience would bring blessing and promise. Disobedience would result in curse and penalty. 2. The Old Covenant, enforced from Israel's agreement to it in Exodus through to Christ's death on the cross, is not our covenant. 3. Some aspects of the Old Covenant are renewed in the New Covenant, for example, the Love Commandments. 4. Many stipulations of the Old Covenant have not been renewed in the New Covenant, for example, Israel's civil and ritual laws. 5. All Old Covenant law is God's word to us, but not God's command for us. 6. Only what is explicitly renewed from the Old Testament law can be considered part of the New Testament law of Christ. From Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Because the same God decreed each covenant, the essence of the Old Covenant is renewed in the New. God requires his people to be holy as he is holy. This hasn't changed, but the expression of the requirement has. Interestingly, 9 of the Old Testament's 10 commandments are renewed in the New Covenant. The one not renewed is the Sabbath commandment, the one at the heart of the Mark chapter 3 passage. The Christian is not to be lawless. We are not under the Old Covenant law, but we are under the law of Christ. Loving Jesus makes following him a delight.